We do errand to the quiet of our abode, to worship you and to praise you, our mighty Creator. We do understand that the natural mind of man cannot comprehend, nor understand the depths of this mighty one of Israel. In the limitations of our thinking, our intellectual capacity, we try to explain you in the mere terminology of man. We miss the most profound truths of Yah, because it takes the mind of Hamashiach to understand the depths and the strengths, the might, the power of Almighty Yahweh. So we pray in that mighty Tikvah that you create in us all that new mind, that renewed Ruach, that we may have the same focus as Messiah. For man, in all of his applications, he has denied you and reduced you down to a mere concept of his own thoughts and imaginations, which is far from the very power and the strength of our Abba. We that are the seed of Yisrael, we do know that our Redeemer lives. And by the power of your truth, your living words, you have imparted into Yisrael. We take great delight and great comforts. We have the understanding, the purpose of heart and desire to worship you, to bless you, and to bow in your presence. So as we gather here tonight in this quiet of our Abba, we do pray that you would anoint us all and strengthen us. You would cause the love of your people to be encouraged to press on to the greater heights. They may have the understanding, the wherewithal, the knowledge to know the time, the season, what things that you have prepared for them that truly Ahava Yuyah. And so bless us all and strengthen us. Give us the wisdom tonight as we receive the manifestation of your truth, a living oracle, as it is spoken tonight. And we may receive that, Yahweh, as from the throne of our Abba. So bless us all and strengthen your manservant tonight as he speaks unto Israel. Bless the music as we sing to your honor, Yah. You may be esteemed, that your name may be honored in the heights of Hashemayim. We do ask you as we gather here to strengthen all those that are listening by live stream of the internet, those that will hear the rebroadcasting of this message, those that may receive it in the prison houses as the brothers there in Williamsburg, those that are in Bennettville as they receive this word of truth. We do ask you to strengthen them, that the word may be an inspiration to them, that they may be blessed of you, Yah, with the words of strength emanate from that message. They may bless their love. So we ask you, Almighty Yah, to encourage the hearts of those that are listening, those that are here, and those that need special prayer, their needs, to watch over them, to take care of them, Almighty Yah. We pray for Sister Horn that you will touch her physically and her body and restore her in Yeshua's mighty name. You will give her the strength that is needed. As we ask and Pastor Pearson there in Chicago, his wife Sister Mary, that you will touch her and heal her body, that she looks to you for the great healing, the moving of your power by the Ruach. And so we ask you to move mightily upon her and to touch her body and to restore it, Yahweh. You understand the physiology of her body more than any man. So we ask you to strengthen and to touch, restore her body in Yahshua's mighty name. And help us all here tonight. Heal us, I pray, Yah. Heal us in our minds, our spirits. Heal us in our hearts. That we may receive your truth without doubting or question. That we may love you, be exceedingly joyful of all that you have done. We pray your kingdom come. That the power of your government establish you upon this earth. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem and the people scattered throughout the nations. As the Aji and those in Ghana. Strength of the body of Sister Leticia, Sister Mary. So we ask you to strengthen Pastor Babu and Elder Martin there in Kenya. And Pastor Stevens there in Nukura, Kenya. We pray for all of our brothers and sisters. That you will touch them mightily and strengthen them all. We trust you for the great Yeshua. In Yeshua, we believe you and we trust you. And we cry with a great shout of Yeshua in HaMashiach. Because we believe you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Deacon Horn is going to speak tonight, and the young ones will come and sing. But before they do, there's something that I do want to read out of Scripture. I want you all to hear this. May Yah bless you all and certainly enrich His people today, because we certainly need that. We need the instructions and the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. For the time that we are in, we see the deceitfulness, darkness, and our nation is mesmerized by the folly, the wickedness, and the sinfulness that is perpetrated today. You little ones, give me 1 second. David says, and he speaks of the traits of the Sudika, or the righteous. He says, hallelujah, happy is the man who fears Yahweh. The man that takes great delight in his mitzvah. Listen to this. He said his descendants, his children, will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house. And his tzedakah, his righteousness, endures forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. He is kind-hearted, compassionate, and tzedakah righteous. Tov will come to a man who lends generously and conduct his business fairly. He will never be shaken. The tzedakah will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. His love is full of confidence because he trusts Yahweh. His love is assured. He will not fear. In the end, he will look in triumph upon his foes. He distributes freely to those that are liking the poor. His tzedakah endures forever. His strength will be exalted in honor. The wicked man will see it, and he shall be angry. We don't get angry at one that we perceive that doing something a little better than what we're doing, do we? The wicked shall see it and shall be angry. He will gnash his teeth in despair. The desire of the wicked will come to nothing. It is either a lie or it's the truth. It is a myth or fabrication, or it is the truth. A man's character, a woman's character, is her wealth, her strength, her legitimacy. And this nation, the people of this nation has robbed, as I listen today to Mr. Bush, and how that he and Mr. Rumsfeld, and Mr. Colin Powell, and Condoleezza Rice, and his whole cabinet, before they entered Iraq, they were certain that there were weapons of mass destruction. And they lied, and they spoke lies. And how they capitulate and say, well, we did not say there was absolutely weapons of mass destruction. We did not say that there was some kind of conspiracy, or Saddam and Mr. Osama bin Laden had agreed in some kind of pact. And these are the things that they said. Mr. Colin Powell was in the paper. He held up a little vial of anthrax about that big. He said, this is enough anthrax. If it's dispersed in New York, millions will die. It's a nation that is built upon lies and predicate lies. That's why their biggest fake pagan day on Monday was a celebratory event. Swine bellies in there. Come on, little ones, and sing. This is a wicked world. We better get our hearts right. He's going to save his people. You can't get right unless you are instruction. May Yahweh bless you. You that are listening, may Yahweh bless you. We're going to have our young ones to sing two pretty songs, and then the next voice you will hear will be Deacon Horn. He's going to come and speak to us tonight. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Bless you, Abba. We're living in a nation that is full of darkness. You can look in the eyes of people here and there, and there's a blank stare in the eye because there's darkness. We're living or dwelling in a kingdom of darkness. There are two kingdoms. There's one that's of light, and there's one that is of darkness. What kingdom are you endeavoring to enter? What kingdom of you are you wanting to abide in your life tonight, saints? I got this from a devotion that my wife and I was having quite a few weeks ago. And I give it a title, the Light of Life. It's important that we walk in the life of light. Because if you're not walking in the life of light, there's confusion. There's every evil work. There are things that are done in the night season that are not done in the daytime. Why? Because they're not seen. And they can be done without visual perspective. And that is how this nation is run. It's run in secrecy. 99.99% of what you hear are lies. This nation is a nation that has been built upon lies. It's a nation that has been built upon Satan's kingdom, which is the kingdom of darkness. Light. How important is light? Without life in this earth realm, in this spectrum, there would not be any living thing. Even the creatures that make their habitation in darkness need the foliage, plants, other life, other animals to live, which depends on light. And our lives depend on light, not just the light in this physical realm, but it depends on the light of life. And who is that light? Scripture says that light has come into the old land. But listen to this. Men, they love darkness more rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. And we find in this kingdom of darkness are evil. And not only is there evil, there's something that's even deeper than that, what Scripture says is a gross darkness. It's a darkness that can even be felt. Light. I want to begin with the definition of light, which most of us know, but I just want to just kind of perk your minds tonight, saints. This is not something that I have practiced. I just pulled up some scriptures, and as the Ruah gives me utterance, then that's how I will speak tonight. Thank you, Abba. Light. Light of day. We know that the sun gives us our light by day. There is the light of the Shemayims, that's of the heavens. We know that there's the moon, there are stars, and there is the sun, which is the greater light. Daybreak, dawn, morning light. We know that when you're in complete darkness, it's darkness is just dark. Okay? And then there's light. When we see the evening, sun approaching, you have the morning, you have the evening, and you have the dawn. Yes. Daylight, lightning, light of a lamp. If I can say that's an artificial light, which is produced by some energy source, whether you got a flashlight with batteries, if you're burning fuel. There's the light, and this is in the Hebrew lexicon, it's in this definition, of life. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yes.
There is light of prosperity. Mm-hmm. There's light of instruction. Light of the face. You can tell if a person is full of light. Scripture talks about having singleness of eye, and the eye being full, you know, having light, the whole body is full of light. And you can see that in the countenance. You see a countenance today that's full of darkness. where there's no light. Yahweh is Israel's light.
Yes, he is. Come on,
okay, and darkness. I'm going to take my time tonight, saints. Darkness. Of night, darkness. And that is the time that we're in right now. It's dark outside. There's no sun prevailing. I don't know if it's overcast or what have you. But I'm going to read. I'm kind of skipping just to kind of give you an overview, just give you something to think about till I get there. Because I always like to start in the Bereshit of all things, where Yahweh created light on this Olam. And we know that this Olam was out form, it was void, and it was darkness upon the face of the deep. And we're going to find, as I read on, that when Yahweh created light, right there was the beginning of what we call today time. And we are living in a time now, speaking in the spiritual sense, where there is darkness. And gross darkness. Continue with the definition. Of night darkness, of darkened eyesight or blindness. This is a nation that is overtaken in blindness, and Satan wants it that way. He wants you to be blind. Their invention, these games, these other pleasures in life that are designed to make you and to keep you in a state of blindness. We also know that Satan, when he was in the Shemayims, that he was in Scripture as a being of light. A drastic thing happened in the Shemayims. We know that he was uplifted in his heart with pride. He said that he would exalt himself upon Yahweh. And right there was a divide. Just as I'm going to read in Bereshit, where Yahweh divided the light from the darkness. Now we'll get into that. Of ignorance, and that is into Yahweh's word. Abandoning duties, isn't that something? Unrighteousness, immoral, together with mischief, persons in whom darkness becomes visible,
yes.
And holds and sway. I want to start. Let's go to Matthew's. All right, chapter 8. Verse 12, there's a few scriptures I want to read before I get into the Bereshit. I want to walk in the light.
Yes, me too.
As Yahshua is the light.
Yes, yes.
You don't find the desire anymore for the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh is a light. Just as Yahshua HaMashiach is the word, he is light.
Yes, yes.
You reject him, and you're rejecting life. What is life? Life is being able to dwell in the presence of Yahweh. That's life. When you're separated from Yahweh, that's death. And you're in darkness. Matthew's, Titia, 8, verse 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. Let's think about that. Outer darkness, utter darkness. It's a place beyond dark. It's where, if I could say, hell. That's where hell is. Why? Because it says in the scripture, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Also in hell, as you know, just I want you as an example. When you're in darkness and you're sitting in darkness where there's no light, you'll be surprised what kind of things run through your mind. It start off as something small, and all of a sudden you find yourself fearful. Thoughts start streaming into your mind. You find yourself in a state of almost repenting. You start checking your heart. You start wishing you could go and change this and change that. Well, that's how it's going to be in hell. Because your conscience will always be bothering you.
Yes, it will. That's the truth.
That's what happens in darkness.
Yes.
Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 1.
Yes.
We're still in Matthew 22, verse 11. It's another scripture. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. Verse 12. And he says to him, "Friend, how came you in hither not having a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. We understand. We know what happened in this account. We've heard this account many times. Verse 13. Then said the king to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into utter darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Verse 14. "For many are called, but few are chosen." Whose side are you on tonight? Are you on Yahweh's side? Or are you on the side of Satan? Are you in this kingdom, endeavoring to be in this kingdom of light? Or is your destination the kingdom of darkness? Let's go to Bereshit, chapter 1, I want to begin reading. This is where Yahweh creates the Shemayims and the Olims. Chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning, Yahweh created the Shemayims and the Olim, and the earth being without form and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." And it says, "And the Ruach of Yahweh moved over the surface of the waters." Here we find a place that is dark. There was waters there. No light, but yet the Ruach of Yahweh moved. And Yahweh said, and you notice Yahweh, he's going to speak. When Yahweh speaks, things happen. When Yahweh speaks, there is life. When Yahweh speaks, things are set in motion. And this is his words. And Yahweh said, "Let there be light." And there was light. In the midst of a dark place, Yahweh spoke. And he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And Yahweh saw the light, that it was tough. And Yahweh divided. See, he had to do this. Because through scripture, we will find examples of divide where there is light and darkness. Why? Because a drastic thing happened in the Shemayim when Satan rose up. So here, he's showing in the physical this divide from light and darkness. Verse 4 again. "And Yahweh saw the light, that it was tough. And Yahweh divided the light from the darkness. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night." And here we find time. "And the evening and the morning were the first day."
Yes.
If you would just go down to verse 14 of Bereshit, chapter 1. Here's another example that's going to further what we have read about light. "And Yahweh said, let there be lights in the expanse of the Shemayims to divide the day from the night. And let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let there be for light in the expanse of the Shemayim to give light on the Olim. And it was so." So yet in the midst of darkness tonight, if it's a clear sky, you will see stars. You will see the moon. See, even in darkness, Yahweh still just put a little light. That's all it takes to overcome darkness. It's just a little light. There is no light in the being of Satan. See, Satan is a masterful, if I can say, because he has been created by Yahweh. He can transform. He cannot be light now that he's been cast out of the Shemayims, but yet he can transform himself into an angel of light. He can take on a form of light. And that he is a master of deception, deceiving, all the works that you will find in the midst of darkness. And we can look in this nation and see it everywhere. You can see it in signs. If you just take time to look at the simplest of signs and emblems, it's all centered around Satanism or the powers of darkness. And we should not have any dealings with the power of darkness, because what dealings does light have with darkness? Or does Yahweh with Satan, with Belial? There's no fellowship there at all. Not at all. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. You have to be careful in this age and time, saints. We have to remember that we're also in a warfare. There's a war in your being. There's light in your Ruah. If the Ruah of Yahweh dwells in you, there's light. And there's a constant battle. There's a constant warring with also, not only with the forces of hell, but also with your flesh. Because that is Satan's key to you, is through your flesh. And if you ever let down your guards, you have to always remember you're in a battle. When you're in the midst of a battle, you don't let down your guards. You place yourself, you place those that are in battle with you in danger. Because the minute you lose sight of the warfare that you're in, you can be easily be shifted into the realm of darkness. In the realm of light, there's understanding. There's wisdom. There's Yahweh's Torah. There's a walk of life. There's a way of life. Also, in darkness, there's a way of life. There's the way of deception, lies. There's thievery in darkness. You will find none of those things in light. And none of those things should be, or any of those characters should be found in us that call ourselves the conditions of Yahweh. When we walk in this world, we should have light. And that light, Yahweh has given us light because his word dwells in us, Yahshua HaMashiach. And we should not hide this light under a bushel. That's not what light is for. Light is not to be hid on a bushel, but it is used to be seen, whether it's a signal or whether it is used to chart your path or where you step. And when we are in this world, and I've experienced this, I know you experienced this, and I've seen it, that you find those looking at you, well, he's different. There's something about this man that is different. There's something about this group of people. It's amazing because when Brother Josh, Brother Dolphus, and I are out working, or Brother James, or whoever it may be, we always find that compliment that you're not like everyone else, that you're different. They actually see a testimony. See, there's a testimony in walking in the realm of light. And men can see that. And they will compliment that. Why? Because it's you don't see this. You don't see light out there. This nation is going towards darkness, deeper darkness. It's on its course to hell. But we should be on our course to the Shemayans. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Verse 15. And let them be for light in the expanse of the Shemayim to give light on the Olims. And it was so. And Yahweh made two great lights, the greater light to rule by the day and the lesser light to rule by the night, as well as the stars. And Yahweh set them in the expanse of the Shemayim, to give light upon the Olim, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And Yahweh saw that it was tough. And Yahweh saw that it was tough. And it was tough. Sure. It was a miraculous thing that he did, dividing the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. We can all look back on our lives and see when we was walking in darkness. And yet, even though we have come into a greater truth, yet Yahweh still had his hands upon us. Yet Yahweh still, somewhere, he placed in you a beacon of light, whether you realize it or not. See, you were chosen before any of this even started. Yahweh knew you. And even though you were in darkness, yet still, there was just a center of light there. Why? Because you are Yahweh's chosen. And now, as we look back through the years, we have seen the fruit of Yahweh. We have grown. You should grow every day. There should be a difference. Every day we should progress, not degress. Every day this light that Yahweh has given us to shine should shine even brighter. And if it's not so, it's to your shame, because Yahweh has given us every provision. He's given us his Torah. He's given us Yahshua HaMashiach. And we are without excuse. So we know that Yahshua HaMashiach is the Word that has been made flesh. And he has come into the Olam. He was the light that was sent in the midst of a dark people, a dark nation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we should walk in the steps of Yahshua. We should also in this nation, in this age, in this world, be the light. Why? Because you also should carry the word of Yahweh within your lips. Let's go to Yahkaham, John chapter 3. Here Yahshua is dealing with a man that has come to him in the cover of darkness. There was a man, starting at verse 1, of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews of the Yodims. The same came to Yahshua by night. Why didn't he come to him by day? There's something that was in Nicodemus. There was a little dark. There was darkness was there. Anytime you find yourself having to do things in secrecy, in the realm of darkness, there's darkness there. There's evil there. That's an evil intent. No matter what you do, everything that we do should be done in the light. Nothing should be done in darkness. Yahshua didn't do things in darkness, in disguise. See, you must understand, when Yahshua come, it's not that men did not recognize or understand who he was because he was hiding himself. It's because when he came into the Olam, there was such gross darkness that they could not recognize who he was. Let's continue. Verse 2 again. I'm going to read it again. And the same came to Yahshua by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from Yahweh. For no man can do these miracles that you do except Yahweh be with him. Yahshua answered and said to him, and I'm going to read this entire chapter, so just bear with me. Truly, truly, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Why must we be born again? When we are in this term being born again, we are also being transformed. We are having the Yahweh, his Ruach, placed in our lives. That's the transformation. You're going from that which is of darkness into light. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? And see, you can already see which realm that Nicodemus was operating in. He could not understand this. He was confused. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Yahshua answered him, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again of the water, which is the Ruach of Yahweh, and of the Ruach, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. A man cannot enter into this kingdom of light. My heart is overthrown when Pastor, he some time ago preached a message concerning, I believe it was, the gates of the kingdom of New Jerusalem. He was expounding upon the streets of gold. But one of the things that, you know, that really impressed me was when he explained about the light. What the spectrum of light we see here is nothing compared with the spectrum of light in the spiritual realm, in the Shemayims, in this kingdom. I can't express it to you. I know it's nothing that you see here in this physical realm you're going to see in the kingdom. I'm telling you that now. There's shadows on every corner. In the kingdom, there will be no shadows. I can't imagine that. Because, I mean, for you really to get a 3D effect, you have to have shadows in this realm. You have to be in the Ruach to see this kingdom. And if there's darkness dwelling in you, in your lives, in your inner man, you will not see this kingdom. This mighty kingdom, this place where Yahweh has created, you will never see it. Read on. He cannot enter to the kingdom of Yahweh. That which is born of flesh is flesh.
Yes.
And that which is born of the Ruach is Ruach. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
Yes.
Verse 8. The Ruach winds blow where it lists. And you hear the sound of, but cannot tell whether or hence it comes or whether it goes.
Yes.
So is everyone that is born of the Ruach. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? It was still not yet clear to Nicodemus. Yahshua answered and said to him, you are a master of Israel and know not these things. You'll be surprised of those that call themselves leading the house of Yahweh, the house of Israel, especially those whole houses out in the world. There are many things that they don't know. I mean, the fundamental, the basic things that are not being taught out there. They don't know. Or whether they're kings or rulers, as we see this, he was in an important place, but yet he did not know these things. Why? Because there was darkness. And when there is darkness, there is confusion. And where there's confusion, there's every evil work. Let's read on. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know. And testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. See, these things have been testified. They've been spoken. They have been revealed. But yet, see, the witness have not been received.
Oh, yes.
If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how would you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to the Shemayims, but he that has come down from the Shemayims, even the Son of Man, which is in the Shemayims.
Yes.
Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and as Moshe lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Yahshua so loved the world, Yahweh so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For Yahweh sent not his Son into the Olam to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already. Well, what is condemnation? Well, condemnation is your sins being revealed, and yet there's a knowledge of that. We all basically know where we fall short. We know where we fall short. Well, us knowing that, we should press to move beyond that stumbling block or that thing that prevents us from moving into this light. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. For everyone that does evil, listen to this, hates the light. Everyone that does evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And that's what we're here for tonight, saints. We're here to see whether we be of the kingdom of this light, or if we find this kingdom of darkness resting in our lives. When you hear truth and you hate it, there's darkness. When you hear truth and you do not receive it, there's darkness. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Sure, sound truth will go forth, and it may bruise you. It's going to cut you. That's what it's intended to do. But don't hate it. You should love it. That's our lifeline. This truth is our lifeline. Without this truth, without this light coming into this darkness, there's no hope for us. No hope for us at all. But Yahweh seen it fit to send his only begotten son, Yahshua HaMashiach, which is the word made flesh, the light that has been sent into this Olam. And again, be reminded of the title, Living in the Light, or the Light of Life. I'm going to read on. Because that is a prayer. I got that from a prayer that David prayed in Psalms. He quotes it something like this. I might use a little bit of paraphrasing. But he said, you know, Yahweh, you deliver me from my enemies. You have delivered me, my body. You have delivered me from death. Will not you also deliver my soul, or deliver me from falling? He said, that I may walk in the light of life. It's important, saints, that we endeavor to walk in this light of life. Well, how do we walk in this light of life? It's right there in most of you all's hands. It's right there. If you have the Ruah and it dwells in you, mildly, it's in your left. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yah. I bless you, Abba, for the light. I thank you, Abba, that you divided the light from the darkness. I thank you, Yahweh, that you divided the light from the darkness that was in me. That now the kingdom of light rules in this life. And it should rule in all of our lives. Because our bodies is a dwelling place of Yahweh's Ruach. That's what these temples, let me rephrase that. That's what these bayats, or these places, have been made for. For the Ruach of Yahweh to dwell. For us to give him praise, knowing what he has done, knowing what he is going to do. And I bless Yahweh. Hallelujah. Because he's going to lead us into deeper things, saints. There is truths that are yet to be opened. Hallelujah. And if you walk in this kingdom of darkness, you'll never hear that truth, these truths. The word of Yahweh should be a comforting thing to our Ruach. It should be. And it's a shame if it isn't. There's no exceptions. There's no space given. Because we are without excuse. We have been given that here. We have been given the word here. And you should be thankful that you're in a place where the word of Abba Yahweh, where his Torah is preached and where it is taught. And he placed you in a position where you should be. It's easy to live it and to do it. If you find it hard in this kind of situation, then iniquity dwells in you. There's darkness dwells in you. That's all it is. If you find it hard to walk this walk, there's iniquity. There's darkness. Hallelujah. I want to continue in Yochanan chapter 3, verse 21. But he that does truth comes to the light.
Yes.
But he that does truth comes to the light.
Yes,
that his deeds may be manifest. Mm. That they are wrought or brought forth or they may manifested in Yahweh.
Yes.
See, we should not be ashamed that the root of Yahweh dwells within us. We should not be ashamed. Not at all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. I'm going to move on, saints. As I'm approaching the closing of this little scriptural truth, I pray that it just be an inspiration, that it just, we keep our mind focused, saints, on where we are in this time. We're in a time of darkness. I mean, this can be taken in many directions, but it all leads to Yahweh. I mean, don't think that you're going to read scripture and just come out with one aspect in scripture. Everything, it all ties in. When I was looking at this, it just all ties in. I just pulled out just a few verses that I may just, you know, have something to present to you saints tonight, that the Ruach Yahweh just move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Turn with me to Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Yahshua, of our salvation, and Messiah, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the message. And we know what the message is, that Yahweh has sent light into this old land.
Yes.
He has sent his word. All right, I want to go to Helium Psalms 56, verse 11. I'm going to read 11 through 12. And then we're going to go to Psalms 89, 14 through 16. In Yahweh I have put my trust. See, that's another thing. When there's light, when the Ruah of Abba Yahweh is in you, you will only depend on Yahweh. You will not resort to the workings of this flesh. There's nothing this flesh can do for you when it comes to the time of judgment. There's nothing this flesh can do to you. Matter of fact, we should be destroying this physical man. And I'm not talking about anything crazy. That's not what I'm talking about. But yet, I'm talking about crucifying, destroying the deeds and the lust that dwells in these physical bodies. Like I read earlier, we should be transformed. We should move from this old man unto the new man. Verse 15. I'm sorry. Verse 12. We're still in Psalms 56. Your vows are upon me, O Yahweh, and I will render praise to you. What is saying here? Your promises, Abba Yahweh, that you have rendered, that you have placed upon me, O Yahweh, I will render praise unto you. Praise is commonly, it's something that is natural, that comes forth automatically, that we should always do. And when your body is full of light, there will be praises that comes forth. If you're mute and there's no praise, it's because darkness dwells in your left. You've been issued into this kingdom of darkness. And I don't want to walk in any ways of this kingdom of subtlety, of darkness. I desire to walk in and to dwell and to continue to press towards this kingdom of light, where Yahweh's word is the only meaning. It means all. It is the precious thing in my life. It should be in our lives, saints. We should be as a city upon a hill, which light cannot be hid. This light it cannot be hid. It should not be able to be hidden. And this light cannot be hid. It will pierce through this darkness. Whether it's in the verbal of the moon or the star, yet there's light. And that is the thing. That is what Satan is trying to diminish. He's trying to put out the flame in us tonight, saints, in this warfare, in this kingdom of darkness. He's trying to put out that light. To Helium, chapter 89, verse 14, it says, I'm going to read on, saints. Justice and judgment are the inhabitations of your throne. Mercy and truth shall go before your face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your countenance. Verse 16. In your name, shall they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. And to Helium 56:13, I'm going to read that. You don't have to turn it, just listen. For you have delivered my soul from death. This is the verse that I was relating to earlier. Will not you deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before Yahweh in the light of the living?
Yes.
And that's our desire, should be our desire tonight, saints. Is to walk before Yahweh in the light of the living.
Yes, yeah.
This precious light, this precious source that Yahweh has created on this Olam, that life thrives after. And it's just as important, more important in the spiritual realm, the light, which is the word of Abba Yahweh.
Yes.
That word should chart our courses every day.
Yes.
It should be the light that we shine in our path.
Yeah.
That we be careful where we walk, where we step, where we place ourselves.
Sure.
Scriptures talk about, and I've quoted this before, that our iniquities as being our stumbling blocks. Mm-hmm. And that is true. But if you walk in the light of Abba Yahweh, and you shine that light, and you use that light, you use the word as it should be, and you can overcome that hurdle.
Sure.
You can overcome that stumbling block. But you must have the word. There's no other way. You will not accomplish it by flesh, and you're not going to accomplish it dwelling or walking in this kingdom of darkness. Because kingdom of darkness is full of stumbling blocks. It has been designed for you to stumble.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Okay. That was my last verse, saints. Something else that I had just stumbled upon. How do you spell Abner's name, Brother Dale? Okay, that you know the meaning of that. You understand the meaning of that. My father is a lamp. That's what that name stands for, and it means it's rephrasing as Yahweh is my light. Yahweh should be our light. He is our Abba, and He is our light. And I urge you, saints, tonight to walk in the light of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And certainly cause the light of His word to shine deeply, richly upon us all. You know, I wish I had that temperament and certainly the ability to speak like these brothers, especially with such calmness and such carefulness as they present the word of Yah. I'm just a little different. I'm a little more radical, but I guess it takes a little of this, a little of that as well. But I certainly can appreciate with the delicacy is how He delivered that to us with preciseness, with form, direction. It was very directive. I do appreciate it like that. I really do. I marvel at it like that because I get so out of character, I guess, or I lose my composure. I'm not very good at that, maintaining some kind of composure. But it's one thing that is certain, that the word of Yah is the true light. And it is the ambient that burn, and it should burn, richly in our lives as it was presented unto us. Because with the power of the living word, we have no light at all.
Yeah.
And HaMashiach is that explosiveness. He is the strength and the living power of the word of Yah. And he brings it alive. And he causes it to personify in the lives of the people of Almighty Yah. I pray that the word tonight will strengthen you and certainly encourage you, because it has to be. This is a world of deep darkness. It's a world that has lost all perspective. No light at all. We are the light. Those that are of Yah, they are the light of the world. And if we lose that, then we lose our light, then there's no, it's a reason, as Deacon Horn told us, because there is no oil in the vessel.
Yeah.
You certainly need oil in the vessel, as the five wise and the five foolish virgins. The five wise, they were prepared for the journey. And we must prepare ourselves for this journey, this battle that is approaching us. And it is one of great darkness. It is one that only those that have the true living light and the life of the word of Yah, and their vessels trimmed and burning bright, they're only going to be able to see their way through the course of this dark, devious world. This is a dark period in human history. And it's never been like this. And we can look in retrospective in human history. We can always see that there have been times of great, massive destruction and perils and death and perplexities. It has always been upon the earth whereby man has lit his hands to any affairs. When Yahweh leads us, he will lead us to the excellence and the marvelousness of his light. And what that will produce a great strength, as we were reminded today, tonight. Give us that strength of assurance to press on to God. I do want to read one verse, Deacon Horn, before we leave tonight. I want you all to take this with you as well. Listen to this. It says in Alpha, First Yochanan, First John, the letter. As you write unto the fellowship of the Hebraic brothers, Gashia, Gashia, he says, listen to this. He says, now this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. Yahweh is light, and there is absolute no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we are liars. We are lying and are not practicing the Torah. You're not practicing truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, as Yahshua is in the light, because he is the living power of the word of Yah. That's what he is saying here. As Yahshua, he himself is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yahshua, his son, cleanse us from all of our sins. If we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, and the truth, the Torah, is not in us. So we need that light in the midst of this dying, dark, black generation. It's one that is filled with darkness. The mind is darkened, full of blackness. No life in it at all. He brought out the beautiful analogies. You must have light to produce any kind of growth. You will never grow without light. You can never produce food without light. You need light for your physical body. You need it. You need the sun rays. You need all of that. And this is a generation that the mindset of this generation has been captivated by darkness. It is controlled by the powers that be. And so the mind is controlled by the dark elements of this world. And that is why they act and perform the way they do, because there's no power of light in them. It's crazy, preacher. I know it is. He has taken the simple things of the world and he has made the wise look like fools. He's confounded this world. He has. And only his house, Yisrael, will be saved. Whether you believe that or not. Brothers and sisters, I hear all kinds of things, believe me. Have people call. You don't hear it on the 622 number. You hear the 729 one. They call on the 658-6222 number. And there are some strange things out in this world. You need the mind of HaMashiach. Because if you don't, you're going to be lured by it. You're going to be taken by it. You're going to be drawn by it. You really are. You really are. There's some strange doctrines. And there's some crazy stuff out there. You need the mind of HaMashiach. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged. I am. And I'm happy too. I'm very happy. I am happy. I am. I bless Yah for my health. As the old kid Usham would say, for my life, health, and my strength. I can walk. I'm alive. I can eat. I bless him for that. Sister Maria, your husband, I can't think of him. Forgive me, yeah. But he knows who I'm talking about. Yahweh bless you all. Be encouraged. In all things we do, bless you, Almighty Yah. And give us all comfort and safety tonight in our sleep and our rest. And all of those that need strength, touch them in a mighty way. Those that are listening, everyone that is listening, we don't know who's listening tonight. But bless them all, I pray, and give them all strength and comfort them, I pray. And cause your Ruach to move mightily upon them in Yahshua's name. And his people said, Hallelujah. Yeah, but...